Yeah, she sent you us.
She's doing something for me, so maybe we could start with another committee. And
sure. Anyone?
Is she,
She's
we're still a minute early or something, anyways.
Huh?
We're still a minute early, anyways.
Okay.
My wife asked if my gift can be, I'm going to North Carolina tomorrow with my daughter. She said, can your gift be your hotel rooms? And all? I said, absolutely. We're spending more than I wanted to.
Exactly. What are you going there for?
I'll see my son.
Oh.
He's finishing up the end of the year, so my daughter's never been there to the Camp Lejeune. So she wanted to see it, so we're going to spend about a week. We're going to Asheville, spend a couple days there. And
you're going to the Appalachian Trail?
Based on discussion.
No.
You know,
no, we're going to do some hiking.
Yeah, that's the place. I've never been down there. I've done up north on the Appalachian Trail for about 30 yards. I think that sounds good. We had a contest to see it. Could you make all 50 states by the time you're 50?
Oh, wow.
You sit 1 foot in.
That's ambitious.
I'm at 34. My one daughter is at 48.
Yeah, I got one that's a 7C right here.
They're doing a hell of a lot more.
I'll let you know. Here's what.
No, I'm sure I'm.
Even if you connect, even if you connect planes.
What 7C is.
Right, right.
But if you don't connect
this
plane,
before it was that.
Yeah, no, I'm probably 10 or 12 or something.
Tommy's car wash is looking for that.
No problem. I'll fly in. I don't mind falling down.
All right, so we'll go Bill first?
Yeah.
So now we're ready to go.
We'll go you last. Dan?
That's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's the old real estate place.
You guys ready?
Was an old real estate place.
Trustee Calandrella?
Here.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Milani?
Here.
Development. Development Services, LaGrange Road, Class 7C Resolution.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant Wrigley Hospitality is seeking a Class 7C tax incentive from Cook County. This incentive was adopted by the Cook County Commissioners in 2014, aiming to encourage real estate development. The five-year incentive of the Class C tax incentive includes a tax-reduced assessment level of 10% of the fair market value for the first 3 years, 15% for the fourth year, and 20% for the fifth year. Without this incentive, the fair market value will be assessed at 25%. The project, which is Hawkeye Hotels, will cost roughly $20 million. That includes a $1,050,000 land purchase. Project Comedy, that is known as Hawkeye Hotels, will be 83,000 square feet, 150-room hotel, that will house 39 full-time employees and 15 part-time employees, and also provide 350 temporary jobs during its construction. I'd like to make note that this site has been vacant for 11 years, and this site, this project went to Plan Commission and also went to the committee and to board.
Yeah, Mike, after going through it, I think it's just a standard, I think every village or suburb should be passing breaks like this on. It's just, it's a small break from the tax on the land only, and it's I think it's just a pretty standard operating procedure to grant these for 7C status on them. And I love the development too. So
well, it what it does, it allows you to go ahead and reinvest your money back into your building and provide more jobs. So I think that's the most critical thing. It allows you to possibly advance, add additional, possibly redevelop, so the tax savings will just hopefully bring us more revenue and provide more jobs for the area.
Converting inactive land to active land. So.
Yes.
Anyone else?
You looking for a motion, Mr. Chairman?
I do have a motion.
Oh,
I have one question. Clarifying question.
Sure.
Okay. Just to clarify then, this is purely provided by the county then?
Yes.
As an incentive. Okay, thank you.
Oh, do you want to do your own motions?
No, do you want to do the motion? Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees approval of resolution affirming the necessary and benefit from commercial use and supporting the granting of Class 7C status pursuant to the Cook County Real Property Classification Ordinance for certain real estate property located at 16155-16160 LaGrange Shore, Orland Park, Illinois.
Second.
All in favor?
Okay, all.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good job.
Akawi Residence, 10841 143rd Street.
Mr. Chairman, the petitioner seeks a 4-acre site to be rezoned to an R2 zoning district. The piece of property is presently located in unincorporated Cook County. The rear half of the property is located in a FEMA-mapped floodplain, and no improvements can be made to the northern half of the property. The breakout limit point of the floodplain is located at a CCD, City of Chicago datum, at 701 feet above sea level. The petitioner is requesting a zoning change where staff feels fits within the R2 criteria and will be located in the southern half of the site, which frontages Oakland Avenue. Please note that the zoning is subject to annexation and will be addressed separately at the Board of Trustees level. The annexation public hearing will be held at the Village Board of Trustees at a future date. The petitioner did provide us with a site plan showing the proposed single-family and all accessory structures, which includes a pool. All of these are going to be in the southern half of this site and not within the floodplain. So that is clearly marked out, which they would provide a temporary barricade to redirect any land erosion at that time. So most of this will be frontage off of Oakland Avenue. So the northern half, which faces more 143rd, will be unbuildable land, but still part of the lot of record.
I think it's a welcome addition to the village to have this project. So, and I'm glad to hear the floodplains are, that issue is not going to be an issue. It's already been thought through, and a good settlement has a good, I think these rules are pretty well going to get rid of that problem.
I agree. I also looked at the site plan, and it looks like it fits in very well with the subdivision over there. It's going to be a beautiful addition. So,
want to make a motion?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Milani.
I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees approval upon annexation of the rezoning of the property located at 10841 West 143rd Street from E1 Estate Residential District to R2 Residential District as recommended at the June 4th, 2019 Plan Commission meeting and as fully referenced below.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Adoption of IBC 2018 and IRC 2018 Village Code Amendments.
Mr. Chairman, the Village of Orland Park presently is on the 2015 editions of all of the ICC codes, with the exception of the International Fire Code, which we are on the 2012 edition. Every 3 years, the International Code Council releases updated codes. Some of these codes may be a little bit more restrictive, and some of them provide a lot more clarification in the code. So we are presently looking to keep in the mainstream and adopt the 2018 versions of the IRC and the IBC. The restructuring of this code being proposed for adoption by the village consists of added definitions and clarifications, as well as renumbering of code sections in the village code, allow the code to be coordinated with the model IBC and IRC codes. These local changes are limited and intended to clarify the existing rules by removing outdated construction standards. The building division staff has highlighted these draft changes and deletions for every review and will provide answers to any questions. This is strictly a routine that we do every 3 years. I will be back here probably next month in the next committee to adopt 3 additional codes. There's almost 12 additions that we adopt. We adopted last year the latest NEC, which is the 2017. Then we adopted the latest Food and Drug Administration Fire Health Code last year also, which is 2017. So we are keeping the mainstream and one of the few municipalities that are on the current codes, so which I'm proud of from our staff.
Well, Mike, I got to thank you for the education you gave me with these codes the other day, and don't expect me to memorize those books. Those are a little bit.
That's what you have me for. I will do that.
Those are big. those are big books. So, I think it's just a standard thing that's going to keep us at the top of the line, and I think it's a good move to have these approved. Any other comments?
No, I noticed the one thing that did stand out to me was switching the bonding to insured. So
yes.
we covered that
yes.
Based on the changes that we made. So that's
Right.
That was important.
That's one of the more typical things that I have to go through is when we take a look at past amendments, I have to make sure our code is coordinated, not only in the village code, which is Title V, but also the land development code. So some of that language I added in there was based on what we approved 2 months ago, or last month.
Can I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Calandrello.
I move to recommend to the Village Board approval of the adoption of IBC 2018 and IRC 2018 Village Code Amendments, Chapter 5, Title 5, Chapter 1. Title 5, Chapter 1.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Finance Committee. I'm sorry. Technology, Innovation, and Performance. Are you waiting for Anne-Marie?
Yep.
Technology Innovation Performance Improvement Committee, Harris Enterprise Resource Planning Software.
I'm having trouble getting my technology to work. What was the question?
The first item on.
On the electrical aggregate?
No.
Technology Innovation.
Basically, the first one is for a maintenance contract. And if you give me a minute. I'm still trying to get to my technology here, so I understand. Have you ever had one of those days?
Do you want to use my iPad, Tom?
Pardon me?
You use mine if you want.
Yeah.
And I'll share.
Of course, I could have gone back to my AT&T days when nobody knew what I was talking about. This is an enterprise maintenance agreement that was prorated initially for 6 months with Tyler, and the system went live in July of 2019. The date was revised to September 2019, and we're recommending extending the contract for development software maintenance an additional 6 months. The project change is a total of $5,700. That will take the total. $68,000 was budgeted, and this stays within the budget. So the recommendation is to improve the extension of the contract.
Yeah, this is just basically an extension to make sure that we can cover the time between the time EnterGov goes live and where we're at today. Otherwise, we'd run out of support for the enterprise community development software. And yes, it does stay within the $68,000 budget that's there for software expenses.
Can I get a motion?
Can I make a motion?
Please.
I move to recommend to the Village Board approval of the Enterprise Community Development Software Maintenance Expenditure Increase at a cost not to exceed $5,700.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Upgrade of Village Network Core Switching Equipment.
There's a couple items here to be considered. We're asking for a $27,000 increase in the contract. One of them was the police required that they have redundancy, which means they needed to add a switch to this. I believe the switch cost was about $16,000. That's for public safety and ensures that basically the police network will stay up if there be a failure to the main server. In addition, they were also upgrading some component parts to increase the range of for communications within the village that would allow wireless communications throughout the length and the breadth of the village. The initial design had component parts that wouldn't allow for full coverage of the village. Thus, the total amount we're being requested of $27,766.
This one. I mean, I believe that in the case of a network failure at our police department, we would want to have redundancy. I think that's obvious and makes sense. I'm not quite sure how this was missed in the initial plan. I'm glad that we found it and we're rectifying the situation, hopefully. But the transceivers were actually, we were originally given one type and they were incorrect, so they had to be swapped out for new ones, and that's the additional cost that's being incurred with that. So that I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move to recommend the Village Board approve adding additional funds to the amount of $27,766 to the upgrade of Village Network core switching equipment.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Finance Committee, Electrical Municipal Aggregation Program Approval.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, today we have up for discussion the Electrical Municipal Aggregation Program. This has been a program that the Village has participated with for the last several years. The intent of the program is to save our residents money by going out to the market and getting competitive rates for electricity. In the past years, we've had successfully done that every time we've gone out. This time, however, when we went out to the market, ComEd's rate actually is still the better rate. And we sat down with our consultants, and they had some good proposals to present to the board, and I'll take this opportunity to present Dave Hoover from NYMEC. He's our consultant, and he will go over the item in more detail. Thank you.
Well, you can use the mic here. You think it's on?
Good evening. My name is Dave Hoover. Had the pleasure of working with the Village since 2002. Ahmad's done a great job as far as synthesizing this. The aggregation program, again, just real briefly, is an opportunity for the Village to seek, negotiate lower electric rates for their residents. We've been doing that since 2012. It's been a great program. Average homeowner saved around $375. We've kept $7 million here in the community that otherwise would have gone to ComEd. It's great. When we went to renew this last go-round, as Ahmad said, the prices that we came in were higher than ComEd's rate. So normally we'd be saying it's time to just suspend the program for a while, till maybe next year or the year after that, return everybody to ComEd, and everybody will pay the ComEd rate. But before we do that, one of our suppliers came to us and I call it pulled a rabbit out of a hat and said that we can offer a municipal aggregation program, 100% renewable energy for the residents, green power, and we can do it at the ComEd rate. So to me, the decision I'd like to put before you is your residents in the program starting September 1st will be paying the ComEd rate. The question is, do you want to be 0% green as the residents at ComEd, or would you rather be 100% renewable energy and approximately one of the 10 most greenest communities in the United States? So that's the proposal that we're looking at. It's kind of a shift in the way that we have done aggregations in the past. Again, we try to save money. Just with the dynamics and the ComEd rate this year, it's very attractive. So we have the opportunity to, kind of in a different second priority, let's say, as opposed to saving the residents money, we can bring green power to the community in the aggregation program.
I thought there was an alternative for 50%.
So there is also an alternative, thank you, that if you so chose to just be 50% green, then the supplier through their program has some extra excess monies. They use the way they do the calculations in their programs is they come up with a pot of money. They can use that to buy these renewable energy certificates and become green, or they can buy 50% green, half of those, and then return those monies to the community in the form of a civic contribution. The calculations they've done, that number is about $25,000 a year. So they would give that to the, in the form of a civic contribution, could use it for wherever you wanted to. We would suggest that you would use it for local green projects that may be visible and benefit the community locally.
I have a quick question. Number, I've been around for a couple of these, and we were kind of playing the guessing game of what's ComEd going to be, and what's their rate versus our rate, and I think we've been winning most of the time. How long are we going to be locked into this situation? Is it a two-year program?
Yeah, so this program is, they have 1, 2, and 3-year terms. The ComEd rate is known for a year at a time. So it's just basically been released, so we've got it for a one-year window. So one very viable option is to do it for a year, the green program. We could then come back a year from now, go back and test the market. It seems that most of our municipal clients prefer to save the residents money where possible. So we could test that again next year. Maybe the ComEd rate isn't quite as attractive, and then we could come out, bid that out, and find some savings again and go back to the original form of the program. So 1 year is your answer.
Okay. And then the, I think I remember from previous years that there's specific times when ComEd gives out their rates. So this is kind of the sweet spot where we'll know a year from now, go with whatever program, and a year from now we'll know where ComEd's at, so we could, instead of playing the guessing game, I think that's really the last time we kind of pushed it, so we're not playing guessing games. Is that right? So this is the sweet spot timing-wise?
Yep. Yep. They've released the rates effective June 1. They release it end of April, early May.
A couple questions. Mm-hmm. So there's enough renewable resources and renewable energy to support core power needs then?
To support
the core power needs of Orland Park?
Yes. So there's no chance of you being without power, for the residents without power. So ComEd is the provider of last resort. And the way you become green as a supplier is by these renewable energy certificates that are issued from the green generators. And there's ample supply of those.
So the generators determine how many certificates there are?
When the federal government monitors this and sets it, and for every megawatt you get to, every megawatt you generate, they issue one renewable certificate.
Okay. So that kind of leads to my next question. And so if we start reaching that kind of limitation of our renewable resources that we have, does that kind of force us to start building more renewable resources to accommodate?
Yeah, I think the way they've set this up is kind of supply and demand.
Right.
And so if more and more and more communities, started to go green, that's going to drive up the price of these renewable certificates. And then that would probably, incent people to build more, wind and solar farms.
So is that kind of forcing us to then subsidize this program in the long run? And does ComEd end up footing the bill at the end and raise their rates because of it?
So, couple questions in there. No, you don't.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's fair enough. I just want to try and address them. You won't subsidize this program. There's no cost. There's no indirect cost to the village for this.
The people that are paying their bill, are they subsidizing this program in the long run?
So they're in the short term, I'll just say this, in the short term, if we do this for 1 year, they're not. They're going to match the ComEd rate. They're going to pay the ComEd rate. So they're going to pay the ComEd rate next 12 months,
right?
Whether you're green or not, whether they go back to ComEd or we continue the program. Everyone's going to pay that exact same rate. So we won't subsidize that. There was another question, and I've...
So eventually, to clarify that then, who would build the renewable resource then? Would it be ComEd that would build it?
Those are private developers.
Private companies?
Private developers do that.
So then if their supply, their costs increase, then ComEd's rates could eventually go up as they're supplying to it, to ComEd?
Well, this is for the cost for renewable power. So this is just for the green power. So anybody who wants to be green, if the demand exceeds the supply of RECs, that's going to drive up the price of the RECs. And again, over long term, more facilities may be developed. There was another question which I had an answer to, but I can't remember it.
I think I kind of combined two of them into one there.
Yeah,
so.
Apologies.
Trustee Malani, do you mind if I chime in?
Sure.
This is part of my life. One thing that the incentive here is, it's the utility, there's a renewable portfolio standard, ERPS law, that says by the year 2025, 25% of the energy we consume as a state needs to be produced by a renewable source. So okay. The utility is on the hook to meet this goal. It's not a goal, it's a law.
Okay.
Right? They have to. So it's in their best interest to develop more renewable sources, gotcha. Which is leading this. And all of us are, as consumers, are subsidizing already. Whether we're part of this or not, you're going to subsidize. It's part of your bill.
Right. Okay.
It's already there.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, thank you. That was good.
Very, very well said.
Any questions from the committee?
I also want to add one more thing.
Sure.
As part of our due diligence, staff reached out to multiple communities who participated in this in previous years, including our neighbors, Tinley Park, Palos Park, and Oak Lawn, and they've came back with excellent reviews of the supplier of this type of program. Just wanted to offer that as additional information.
Thank you. Is there any questions from the audience? I know I have my preference to do the 100%. That would be my motion. I don't know if I want to poll it to see what recommendation everyone's leaning towards, but that's if I would make the second one, that's 100%.
Yeah, my biggest concern was just making sure we're protecting the consumer, so we're not, you know, throwing something in their lap that they're end up paying an absorbent amount of electric bill because we decided to go renewable.
Okay.
So that was
that, if
that
I
was
can,
my biggest
if
concern.
If I can, that's the beautiful part of this program. The suppliers figured out a way to offer it at exactly the ComEd rate. So there is absolutely no, and for the 1 year that we would do this, probably, again, that ComEd rate would be exact. And so there's not one penny that the residents would be subsidizing based on your decision.
And the residents have the ability to opt out without a penalty. But the village is we're contracted to a 1, 2, or 3 year term though, but based on what we decide.
Correct.
Okay, so we would have a penalty if we decided to opt out.
Can't. Yeah,
because
essentially you can't.
Yes.
But yes.
Okay.
That's correct. But residents can, and just to clarify, any resident who's already left would not be part of this program. They could opt into it if they wanted to, but we're not going to trump them. This is for all the residents who are in the program now. And they can leave anytime they want with no charge.
Thank you.
Tracy, any comments?
I was leaning toward the 50% if there was going to be a check for $27,000 at the end of the day, but there's not. It's just a contribution in kind.
So it would be hard dollar denomination. It would be a check payable to the village.
But they'd be restricted on using it for.
It's not restricted. It's a civic contribution. It's contracted. The supplier would write a check to you. We suggest, NYMEC suggests that you might use it for green projects. That's our suggestion. So
LEED certifications, buildings, moving them to any kind of green.
We're only talking about 25,000.
Yep.
We have less than, 25,000 homes, if that?
Yeah.
Give or take?
It's about 50 cents a resident to be 50% green or 100% green. For 50 cents a resident, I think 100% green is a pretty good value.
There's also some marketing for attracting businesses in that today. Cool. I think that's well worth it.
Along with the 100%. Yes,
ma'am, perhaps you saw in your currently the EPA monitors all the communities based on the percentage of power they use as the total power. Through this program, we've now claimed the top 6 spots in the country. And we would expect you all, depends on how much commercial there is, we haven't done the analysis yet, but we would expect you to be, if not in the top 10, just shortly after that. Pretty neat.
I agree. I think I would go for 100%. I think the village has a history of being green. I mean, look at the police department. I think there was the first police department that was gold. Correct me if I'm wrong, Joe.
North America, yes.
In North America, we try to lead in this. So I hear a consensus, I think, of 100%. So
yep.
We're looking for a motion, whoever wants to do it.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Maloney.
Let me find the right one here. Okay. I move to recommend to approve the alternative 100% renewable program with the rate of 7.052 cents per kilowatt hour for a period of 12 months with MC squared for the supply of electric energy to village residents pursuant to the village's electricity aggregation program.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And with that, I think we have the first motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Well, we survived. Yeah.
Survived the first committee meeting.
Lead the way.
We got it done in too many trips.
Like pros.
That'll become the standard.
You got again in a half hour.
Thanks for pointing that out. I like hearing what you had to say.
Oh.
I think you put it in perspective.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, the utility's doing this because they have to.
Yeah.